Blog Talk Radio.
I came up out the darkness, searching for light. I know home is where my heart is, but now nothing seems right. I try to make peace and cut my losses and carry on somehow, but I've come much too far and it's too late to turn back now. Here I go again.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakanuba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. A little better today. Today just seemed like it just was kind of long, but I'm here. Had a little cat nap that I don't usually get to get. You know, when your body says tired. Mm. It's going to let you know. There's no answers but about it. So I just had one of those for a good 20 minutes.
The catness be on point when you need them, John.
I know. The only thing is am I going to be able to sleep tonight? Because of that catness.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's a wrap. You're going to be up all night with your eyeballs popping.
How are you doing?
Good time to catch
today?
Up on some reading. I'm okay. I'm here. You know, I'm here. Had one of those days myself. Sometimes, man, you know, you just have a lot going on and you don't get enough sleep. Due to being busy or stress or whatever the case may be, but you know, you keep going, you keep pushing, and you know, we get through it.
That's all you pretty much can do. Is push through. That's what you're supposed to do. So I hope everybody else, you know, is having a good, productive, you know, week. Since this week is coming to an end, I should be doing a live this weekend. Make some sales, get some stuff going. So guys, don't forget to tune in, but also don't forget to go to the website and purchase some items, whether it's the paparazzi jewelry or the pure romance. Time to start by getting these lives and stuff going.
Man, that's the way to go. You know, you have to get out there and let's drum up some new business. You know, everybody's on live now. So, that's what's up. Yep. So what's going on today? What are we doing here? What are we up to?
Today we are doing our monthly Q&A session. You know, the one that you guys talk about everything with no filter that I love. I'm ready. I know it's going to be some life questions, relationship questions, business questions, and we can't forget about the sex questions that you guys just love. So that is going to be our show. Everyone know you can always interact with us on our social media pages. If you have, any questions or comments, also you can call in 929-477 1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us. Disclaimer, anything you want to say before we jump into this monthly Q&A?
No disclaimers at all. We're just going to go straight to the fuckery. It's really, we got a wide range and a bunch of questions, so this should be a fun show. Let's start off with some relationship stuff, because a lot of people seem to be going through a lot of different things, or they got questions about different things in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is coming from Terrence, who seems to have screenshotted I don't know if this was a post or a meme or something, but he sent it in and said he wanted our opinion. And he's asking, does your husband need permission from you as a wife to give his mother money? We've seen that before, but okay. It's been a while.
Well, first of all, it depends on if y'all can afford to be giving out money. That's the first thing. But you're always supposed to be. I wish somebody would tell me I can't help my mama. I wouldn't say permission, but that person should be informed, and it should also be within reason, because you're not going to neglect, you know, a bill for your own household or something that's needed to be done in your household to give to someone else. And it depends what that mother needed for at that time, if money is that tight for y'all. But permission? How about communication and discussion? You know, how about just no big surprises? Not, I had $1,000 in the bank. Or you just go and it's like $200 going out the bank and y'all still haven't paid all your bills and stuff is already tight and you only find that out because you done wrote that check or sent that money for a bill and it got bounced back because insufficient funds. That's a whole different story. But permission.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Imagine I got to ask your ass, can I get my mama some money? No. But I do understand the need to communicate.
Right.
As we spoke on Tuesday about having those accounts set up, you know, that one account. Remember I told you that one account for the couple to run the house with that y'all both throw money in. And then you have your personal account. So if you give your mom some money, it's coming out your personal account. It ain't coming out the mortgage and the rent and the utilities, right? So it you shouldn't have to ask questions, because the money is over on your side. You just go do it, you know, and handle your business. But no, the short answer is no, but there needs to be some communications. Especially if it's a big money, a big amount of money. You know, if you're getting her roof done for $3,500, I think you want to let the partner know, so everybody understands what's going on. So that's a lot of money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Okay. Michelle from West Philly writes in and says, "Hey guys, I am currently going through a war with my baby father / boyfriend, soon to be ex-boyfriend, but I want to get your opinion on this issue. He wants me to post his picture on my social media, and he posts mine all the time, but I don't get into that. Am I wrong? Is this something that we should be fighting about, or should he just respect my wishes?"
He need validation? He need everybody to know about you? Or, do you think he does? It's always a reason to why somebody want to be posted. I've been in relationships in the past and have not posted somebody not one time. You know, it's a difference between trying to hide somebody and just, you know, have your privacy or whatever. But you have some people, I mean, that don't post because they're up to no good. It works both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you ask him, is his reasoning why he's so adamant about you posting him? I mean, because clearly he posts you all the time, you say. And it has to be way deeper issues for two reasons. One, he wants you to post him so bad. Two, you're saying soon to be ex. And this clearly can't be just simply over Facebook. If this is simply over Facebook, then y'all have way bigger issues. Like, something is wrong. Y'all have absolutely no reason to be together. Y'all got history. Y'all got a child together. It's more to it. So maybe if y'all sat and had this conversation, he may have a valid reason. You may have a valid reason. You never stated to why you don't post him. Or have you ever asked him why he wants you to post him so bad? Because sometimes people feel what they feel. You can't tell someone how to feel about something. Whether you agree with it or not, you have to be able to listen to them and try to understand it and also communicate with them why you feel the way you feel. But people just have different reasonings to why they feel the way they feel about certain things.
Yep. And I guarantee you, I'm not arguing nobody with no shit like that. If you said no, it's no. Send a story. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all this social media stuff has a short lifespan. It ain't been around as long as you have. It ain't been around as long as dating and relationships has. It's a new form of communications in the grand scheme of things. Right? Just because it's the thing to do by a lot of people don't mean you have to engage in it. And if that's not what you want to do, that's not what you want to do. And to
right.
Queen's point, if this is an issue where he needs to be recognized, then he got something going on with him. You send him on his way. You let him get himself together. Because if this is an issue where he thinks that something's going on, that's why he's not, then, okay, have a conversation. It can be a long one or a short one. If this is a situation where you haven't been doing this, then he shouldn't be shocked. If this is a situation where you've been posting your last 5 or 6 boyfriends and you got them and they ain't doing it anymore, of course, okay, you got some conversations that need to be had. But I wouldn't sweat it. I mean, I certain stuff I just don't do on social media. I'm not here for that. You
right.
know, so I understand. You know, I understand your frustration. I even understand his, but you can't be forcing or trying to bully foot your way in to get in your way. You just can't. It's not right. So stand your ground, and I think it's a foolish argument. With all that's going on in the world, that's what y'all arguing about. And that's what his soon-to-be situation is about. So y'all need to work that out.
Right.
All right, this next one is from Kia down in South Philly. And Kia is saying she just found out that her oldest daughter is now a part of the LGBTQ community, and she is struggling with it. And she wants some advice on how should she address her daughter and her issues. Wow.
Well, it shouldn't be an issue. She's still the same person. That hasn't changed. She wants to love her unconditionally. It's her life. This is how you should approach this. It's her life. She has to make the decisions for her life, and everyone else in her life has to fall in line according to how the choices she makes for her life. At the end of the day, you're not laying in bed with who, you know, she's choosing to lay in bed with. That part of her life is personal for her. And she should be able to feel comfortable being in her own skin, living her own truth around anybody that's in her life, especially her parents. Now, what you can do is probably, you know, go get some counseling assessment and see what your issue is with it, because your issues with it has absolutely nothing to do with her. And you don't want whatever issues you have with it to interfere your relationship with your child. So this is not a y'all issue. This is a you issue. It might have really been hard. I wish she was listening so I could find out how she found out, because it's a difference if she found out through the grapevine or just seeing something on social media or from someone else. It's a whole bigger issue, because now that says that she was afraid to come out to you because she knows how you feel about it. And she feared being judged or not being loved by her mother because of her for her life. And also, how long has she been struggling with this and feeling like this and not being able to be herself because of how you feel towards it? So I don't think only way you should be approaching her is accepting with open arms and not treating her different. And I mean, get your own thoughts and stuff together and do your counseling on your own. And maybe they can show you how to communicate with her, because some things don't have to have a discussion. But if it's deeper than that, which it seems like it's deeper than it, discussion and the issue is within yourself that you got to get worked out first, because you have to be able to go around your child without your child feeling uneasy. It's not about her being comfortable.
Right.
It's about her being comfortable at this point.
You know what? I think you hit the nail on the head. I'll even go a step further. She closed her statement. It was a long, like three paragraphs, and I just summed it up the best way I could. But she ends it with, you know, she wanted some help on how to deal with her daughter's issues. Your daughter doesn't have an issue. You have an issue.
Right.
Your daughter's being herself. Your daughter, whether she came out to you or you found out, you are now aware. You now have knowledge of your daughter's true self. Not the true self you think. Not the true self that some religious people told you about, not some true self that pop culture or whatever school of thought you got, what straight and bi means and gay means and all that nonsense. She is a member of the LGBTQ community. That's what you said. That's who she is. Now, you got a choice. Practice tolerance. You could practice respect. You could just love your child and let go all of the nonsense. Look around you in this world. Those days are over. If you don't agree with gay, bi, or lesbian, or whatever preference, then don't practice it. Don't worry. Understand. You are asking us to help you deal with what your daughter is doing in her bedroom. How weird is that? Get over it. I'm sure the world is tough enough without bigotry. So we have to love our kids no matter what's going on. And stop worrying about the stuff that you can't change and focus on the stuff that you can. It's just, you know. But I hope, you know, we hate to come at you like that, but you got to get over it. You have to get over it, because she's going to be who she's going to be with or without your permission. So, all right. All right, Queen, there's a couple life questions here. All right. Melissa, another question from Melissa. She's one of our frequent writer-ins. And she's going, she's recently heard her sister and her sister's husband arguing over Catholic school versus an Afrocentric school, one of the popular Afrocentric schools here in Philly, and they are having a debate. He wants their child to proceed education through Catholicism, and my sister wants their child to proceed through Afrocentrism. What do you guys think? Who's right and who's wrong?
It's not about who's right and who's wrong. My thing is they can both visit both schools and get, I mean, I'm all about us being able to learn, you know, our histories and stuff. But visit both schools, sit down and have a discussion. Is this like a mixed race child or something? Or this is...
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. Yeah, okay. I'm not sure.
Okay. But my thing is, this is the child's future and what you want them to get out of their education. I don't know how old the child is to say whether the child should be able to, you know, see what the child interests are, even though it's not completely their decision. But they can visit both schools. And they can sit and have that conversation and weigh the pros and the cons. And I mean, either way, they're going to bump heads on this because they both seem to be, it's an argument now. It's not a discussion. It went past to being an argument. So that means both parties feel strongly about where they want their child to go. So it's going to be choose one of those or bring in a third option. I mean, I know where I would send my child, but at the same time, it's not my child. So I can't make that decision for them. But this is going to be one of those things where no one may be happy in it. You know, I wish I had a little more information on the background.
Yeah. Well, this is a believe it or not, this pretty fair argument, debate, or whatever you want to call it. It's about what's more important to your child's future: being educated through a theological school of thought, or being educated through a Black historical and cultural aspect of things. So we can't tell you any right or wrong. We both have our opinions. We both know what we would do.
Which
but,
part would be the
Yeah, that's a whole. If I sit here and tell you what I, that's a whole nother show. You know what I mean? But they have to. They have to figure that out. They have to figure it out for themselves. I do agree with the Queen in regards to visiting both schools, comparing notes, get those pamphlets out, see what's going to best serve the child. Because what's happening is we have a religious point of view versus a Black historical point of view. That alone is a war within itself, because some of the Black historical point of views diametrically opposed to a lot of religious historical views. So, I mean, we can't answer that for you. The best thing we can tell you is visit the school, do a comparison, figure out what's best for the kid. How is a Catholic school going to help your child versus how is a Black Afrocentric school going to help your child? And whoever is laying out the best case in terms of school, try that. You know, but I don't, my gut is telling me this isn't about the schools. This is about your philosophies and what you both believe in or don't believe in. So, have fun
with
that.
Right. Make sure you have all those questions written down when you visit that school that's the opposite of what you want, so you can get all the answers, because sometimes people need clarity. maybe one might not understand what the other school has to offer, you know, because they haven't attended that type of school. They don't know anybody else that has, or it could be that's all they know is that type of school. You know, it might be good to try something new. Let our people learn about our people's history. But I'm just saying, next question, Hakim.
Yeah. this one is from my long friend, Mutrell, who just recently found out I'm a part of a podcast. Go figure.
Oh, wow.
And Mutrell's asking. I'll tell you, boy. He's saying that he's been single for a while, and he wants to know what is the best way to heal and to deal with jealousy issues that he has when in regards to women and the opposite sex.
Jealousy? Is he meaning as if when he's with someone, he's jealous of how they may interact with another? Could it be coming from a place?
He's saying what's the best way to heal and deal with jealousy issues that he has with women when it comes to dealing with the opposite sex. So I'm guessing we would need more details, but let's just try to take a stab at this general-ass statement, Mutrell.
Okay.
You know, jealousy in what way, you know?
Right. The first thing will be to get to the root of to why you're displaying those type of feelings. That's for one. Because until you know the why, you're not going to be able to know what to do or what triggers it. So you have to have some self-healing and self-evaluation and do the groundwork and the homework and get some counseling to figure it out. Because one may not be, it may be something that you had no idea that was affecting you and how you interact. Because you're not going to have a successful relationship that way. So you have to get counseling. And then you have to, because you have to know what triggers it as well. I know you just don't wake up, like, who you talking to. It has to be something that happens. It could be something that person is not even aware of, and it's just normal activity, and you're just, it's triggered because your past experiences. Something happened along the way. But that's what you have to do. You have to get counseling and figure out what's going on. And stay out of relationships and stay single until you get it together. Because all you're going to do is cause more damage to yourself or hurt someone else. And that person that you hurt could have been who was meant for you. But you done messed it up because you didn't do the work on yourself first.
I'm gonna just repeat what the queen just said. Stay out of relationships until you're able to function properly. You know, it makes no sense if you're asking this, and you didn't say if you're in a relationship or not, but if you're asking the question of how should you deal with jealousy when it comes to women and opposite sex? I mean, just stay single until you're able to deal with it. Because you didn't specify, what do you mean in opposite sex? Do you mean her male friends? Do you mean the guys at the job? Did something happen? You gave very little details. But if there's an issue with you getting jealous, and you said women, which gives us the idea that this has happened more than once with multiple women, then this is an issue about you. So I would just, work on that. It might be some security issues there within yourself. Like the queen said, it could be that something happened that pretty much got you a little jumpy. You got a little case of a relationship PTSD, a version of it. To where, if you see a woman that you're interested in or you're dealing with and she has a male friend, you get jumpy. You know, I'm just saying. I don't know. You didn't give him enough details, so we don't want to guess too much. But yeah, just keep to yourself, stay to yourself, and don't, you know, just don't deal with it. You know, just work on you so you will be ready for the next relationship and you won't have to deal with those issues. All right. All right, Quinn, I got an anonymous one here. Hot, fresh off. They say fresh off the press. Hot off the goddamn pan. How do you know when a relationship is over, when the other person feels like nothing bad has happened?
That's when you know it's over. When it's and that person is just completely oblivious to it. That's how you know it's over.
Oh, my damn answer.
Because in order for a person to want to fix something or change something, they have to acknowledge that it's an issue. And if they're not even acknowledging that there's any issues, then pretty much over. Because y'all not seeing eye to eye clearly. Because he or she is looking through it through a rose-colored glasses, and you just looking at it like you looking at the trenches of a war. That's how you know it's over. Because that person doesn't see wrong with the relationships, and clearly you see a lot wrong with it. So I'm saying.
Oh, man.
God.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. Wow. Yeah, you stole my answer, because I was going to say, well, shit, that's how you know. when somebody don't think they're doing anything wrong and you're going, shit, I'm ready to go, and they're still going, why me? What did I do? I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, it's time to roll. It's time to go, you know, because sometimes, you know, to quote Brother Dedrick, friend of the show, sometimes people are for seasons. And sometimes people are meant to come into our lives, do what they need to do for us and who we are at that point of time.
Uh-huh.
And as we progress and become different, as we evolve, as we become as we're growing, some of these people ain't growing. You're growing, they're not. And you know, as we say on the show, anything growing is what? Dead.
Dead.
Just like that goddamn relationship. Dead and stinking like Elmo Jenkins. You walking around with a goddamn zombie. So it's, you know, you have to, it's hard though, you know, it doesn't make the other person a bad person. Is just whatever the case or the issue is, if they can't see their own doing, that makes them wrong for you at the time. Maybe they can go away and get their shit together and come back. But either way, if they don't get it, they don't see it, you can either keep trying to teach or you could just, you know, friend zone. You know, that's, I don't know what else to say, because that is a very touchy subject, and it is very, very common. You are not alone. You know, you're not alone in that regard. A lot of men and women are stuck in a situation where their significant other just don't get it. They just don't get it. So, all right, Queen. All right, okay, we got about 24 minutes, so. Oh, boy. All right, here we go. Let's get this shit a whirl. First glory hole question. I recently went to this person is anonymous. So, recently went to a sex club, and my wife and I were moving throughout the facility together. We were watching. We had a deal that no touching, no feeling, no participating unless we both agreed. Well, I bumped into a friend. We had a conversation, and I turned my back. My wife was gone. After briefly wrapping things up with my friend, I went and looked for her, and I found her in the area where there are glory holes. And lo and behold, she was getting busy. I let her finish what she was going to do because I didn't want to disturb the vibe and be the asshole in a sex club raging on his wife. But when it was over with, I grabbed our shit and we went to the car and we got into a big fight. My question for you guys is, am I wrong for feeling some type of way? Or should I just chalk this up as do what the Romans do?
No, you're not wrong, because y'all went in with rules. Y'all went in. Y'all had to. Y'all did what y'all was supposed to do. Y'all had the discussion. Y'all made the rules up before you went. And now, for whatever reason, she was so tempted that she can't wait for you to finish having a conversation. She probably didn't even try to interrupt the conversation. But no, I don't think he's wrong, because certain rules were set in place. And as I stated many times before, that lifestyle is not built for everyone. Some people want to be a part of it because it sounds cool and it looks good on paper. But they don't understand that there's rules at certain levels, and you have to be strong in your relationship. You also have to be mentally and emotionally to deal, you know, to be a part of that lifestyle. And everyone is not. So y'all did the right thing about having a conversation. But somebody broke that trust and broke that rule. And I say he handled it pretty well as far as not making a... He said he let her finish.
Yeah.
So yeah, he handled that too well. But he is not wrong for feeling the way he felt. He is not. Mm-hmm. You should have yanked the mid.
Well. Well. I respect you, good brother. You know, you were able to you had the strength and endurance to sit back and watch her handle her business at a glory hole, and you both had the agreement to not do anything. Well, she broke that trust, and you have to address that. There is no I get the whole idea of getting caught up in the moment, but I would love to know what happened from the time she walked away to the time she got on. She was over there on her knees at a hole with something hanging out of it.
How long was this conversation that?
Yeah. Like, what was y'all? What was y'all discussing?
Right. It was like a child that realized their parent was distracted and you're about to go messing something they know they ain't supposed to. Like,
oh man, she was so happy when that homie showed up.
Yeah, he said be a while. All I need is about 10 minutes engaging in this conversation. I'm out. Pointing
to
glory.
Oh, that is funny as hell, man.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. All right, Queen, this one is from, let me make sure I say this name right. Complete solo slutty sub writes in that she has recently, with her twin sister, decided to engage in the sub slut lifestyle. They both have daddies, but they recently have met a new daddy that they're both interested in. Unfortunately, he is far more advanced and really into the lifestyle. He does it for his life. They do it for fun. And he's recently told both of them that they would have to become better subs. So the question is, what tips could we give for them to become better submissive sluts? So I'll let you take this one, Queen.
Girl, I can't give much advice on this because, first of all, there are two different levels. They're on two different levels. This is what he does. And we had this conversation before. This is his lifestyle. This is what he does. They do it for fun. That's already a mismatch right there. Because it's going to be certain things that he expects that may be too much for them. I mean, the whole idea of being a sub is being able to completely submit and do what you're told and like it. No ifs, ifs, or buts about it. They run around with the same daddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. They already got daddies. This one is just, he's a, I'm guessing he's a better, he's an alpha. And like I said, this is his thing. He goes to bed with it and wakes up with it. They're doing it just for kinky fun. Right? See,
yeah.
There's a difference between a kink and fetish and kink. That's something you do in the bedroom. This guy's, that's his vibe in and out of the bedroom.
Right. So right then and there, that should disqualify him from them or them from him or whatever, because two different levels. You know, can they fully, would they have to ask themselves, fully submit? No talking back, do whatever, because their job is to listen and please him and like it. No love it. Ready to step into that world. That daddy's supposed to teach them what he likes. And
well,
to be okay.
Well, let me say this to y'all. You know, if he's telling you y'all not slutty or subby enough, that should tell you something. He wants filth. Right?
Yes.
He's an old school king. When you hear that, from a daddy dom, that he's old school, that means you ain't filthy enough. You know, you ain't filthy enough. You ain't got enough, you know, I'm not talking about some hoe or whore. No. Hoes and whores is nothing. That's candy land. You know, he wants Monopoly. He wants the game of life. He wants goddamn Chinese checkers. You have to be absolutely submissive. And I'm not talking about some yes daddy bullshit. I'm talking about be prepared to just give absolute control over to him. That's what he wants. Because y'all been playing, right? You know, you've been playing the game a lot. It's almost like these rappers you see with the fake guns and the fake jewels, and they riding around, and then when they get really in the streets, it's time to bust guns. They don't know what to do. It's the same shit. Y'all been playing, right? Y'all been playing. So here's the good news, though. One, let's unpack it. You were twin sisters, and you both are interested in him. You're both willing to risk what you have in place. And you're both asking how to be better at what you're doing for this new guy. So let's look at it. Y'all halfway there. If you're asking, you're willing. If you're willing, you do it. Okay? Don't ask us. Go to him. He's the daddy. You ask him how. What can we do? Right?
Don't ask how, they ain't gonna do it though.
Yeah, there you go. Just be prepared to just, if he tells you be over, he's gonna tell you what to wear, what colors, what kind of shoes, what time and what place. You show up, do whatever you told, with whoever you're told to do it with.
That's right.
And
we'll have to be real open minded.
And the queen said, do it and like it. No, you got to go further than that. You got to love doing it. You got to love doing it because he said that's what he wants you to do. Your sole job at this your sole function in life is to please and serve. So whatever your aspirations or whatever the fuck you were doing with yourself is over. It's all about him now. So if you can sign on for that, you're in good shape. And it looks like y'all halfway there. You know, if you're asking how, there you go. Okay. I can get his number for you, Queen, if you want to join the crew.
Oh, no, I don't need a daddy. Mama, I don't need.
Oh, shit. Oh, I would give anything to see that conversation. You're going to submit to me. And then there's the crackling of a taser. Oh, man.
I think Hakim is part of the reason why I'm single. He is scaring y'all. He ain't lying about some of the stuff, but he don't have to put me on blast. We got two.
Oh,
days.
Man.
I ain't making no mistake, Mr. Hakim.
All right, this one is coming from, okay, this dude name is Ultra, and he's coming from out of North New Jersey. And he is asking, could we give some tips on how to sell, direct sell, videos, pictures, erotic stuff between him and his woman, without using OnlyFans or any of those other services where they have to split fees. And they're also possibly interested in selling panties, socks, or anything else men may want to buy from his woman, and things that women may want to buy from him. He said he's also received women asking to buy his Speedos. And can we help him?
First of all, he has to look at his target audience, and he has to, don't just drop off the bat, like, just throwing it out there. You got to, like, for instance, how come, well, you know, we started with the show, and then every year we add something on. So you have to get your base first, your fan. As far as, he got to worry about promotion. He's going to have to put some money into this because he has to promote, he has to build his following whichever way he can, and it may require for him to use another platform first. As far as, he probably can get his own website, but he got to do his research on that too because he has to make sure that the domain is available, he has to see what the fees are, he has to make sure that whatever he's invested in and the money that he's putting into it, he's going to get back. But he must understand it's not going to happen overnight. Because he wants to do something, that doesn't mean soon you put that site up, they're going to start flocking. Because believe me, people will be like, oh, well, you should do this. You know, look at how many people that they decide they want to cook some food or something and they get somebody a plate and somebody be like, oh, you should sell plates. But then people got to pay for the plates. You know, it's not as much as they thought they were going to make. Not that they're not making money, because those people that were getting them plates for free enjoyed those free plates. You know, not when they have to pay. So my first advice would be to get the brand down pat and see exactly what you want to do, what levels, your business plans. You know, how you're going to put, where you're going to promote it from. Hakim knows that this is his level of expertise here because he's the man with many caps when it comes to this. I run everything through Hakim that works for my business. But sometimes you could be doing too much at one time instead of taking it step by step. I know what you can do. You can call go to Concepts by Nuba and have your 30-minute consultation. And and get your advice then, and then hire him, and it'll be the best decision you ever made. Go ahead. You know I have to pass it. So I got to get my little two cents, but I got to pass it to you because it's your level of expertise. That other stuff, that's my level of expertise. But this stuff.
Nah, it's not that. I truly think he's overthinking it. You just create a social media that doesn't have friends and family involved and sell your stuff directly. I agree. You shouldn't use OnlyFans starting out because you got to split that money, what, 70, 30, 60, 40, whatever. So, I mean, whatever the breakdown is, I don't even know anymore. But, yeah, you want to just do it directly. Wear a goddamn mask, you know. Throw anything up for a profile. Twitter is the best place to go. You know, put packages together, 5 pics in a video for $50 or $40 or whatever, and you just sell it. It sounds like you guys are really, really planning on getting involved into that culture and that lifestyle and that business. So just take your time, plan it out. Don't overthink it because you're doing it freelance. You're not trying to set up, you know, a lot using services. So use social media. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the private Snapchat. A lot of women are doing. Get the private Snapchat. The person pays $25. They got a lifetime subscription to the private Snapchat, and you just drop things in there whenever you feel like it. So, and the same thing with Instagram. Make a private Instagram. Only way to get access to it is a Cash App come through. Boom. You add them. And you do your thing. So, I'm even, you know, there's even another method is you have, there's people that have Instagrams and they have the close friends, you know, the green circle in the stories. They pay you, to be a part of your close friends, so only the close friends would see what's posted. So, I mean, there's so many ways to do it. Just be creative about it and be consistent. I'm gonna tell you, there's nothing that'll turn a person off. If a fan is liking you, what y'all doing as a couple, and y'all just go on hiatus without notice, they'll go find somebody else to get that content from. And that also goes for the other parts you're saying, selling underwear and socks and bras and all that. Do it all the same way. If people like you, they're going to want to buy it. So, all right? So, Queen, anybody want to buy your underwear, you know, sell it right out of the DM, right out of the inbox.
Nah, I'm good. That's too creepy for me.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm going to treat a queen draws.
Nah, that's too weird for me. I'm going to stay in my lane. I'll stay in my lane.
Oh, man. All right, this next one. Boy, oh, boy. All right, this one is from Sheila. And Sheila says she lives in Raleigh, North Carolina. She was referred to this particular show. The Q&A where she can ask her freaky fetish question. And she says recently her best friend has turned her on to the idea of being spit roasted. Now, here's the thing. She wants it to be with her boyfriend and his best friend. But she is afraid to have the conversation with her boyfriend because he's very uptight and very vanilla when it comes to sex. So she's asking for some tips to either break it to him or tease it a little bit. How can she get the idea in his head to get him to go along with it?
Wow. Well, she already feel like he's
spit roasting, dude. Spit roasting.
I mean, she already feel like he's uptight about it already. So, first of all, start off, when y'all want y'all partners to try new stuff, how is the average sex life? Because if y'all only doing like the minimum already, you can't just jump out the window and be like, oh, okay, I want to be spit roasted. Which for those don't know, is basically just two holes being penetrated. One may be in the mouth and the other one is in the anus or the vagina. So that's just basically what it is. Kind of like when you cut the pig on a stick and it's just rotating, kind of like, so, kind of that. Look, how Tim is living back his glory. But that's just what that is. Yeah, I should have sex. See, people have these sex conversations. I know this may be something new that you just decided,
But what other conversations have you asked him? How he, what he felt about threesomes? Have you asked him, you know, about watching, or I mean, just things other than the norm? I guess that norm thing is kind of changed now from what it used to be. But do y'all watch porn? Or bring up the conversation to see how he reacts to it? Because you never know. Sometimes if you don't have conversations, you might not know. He might see it and perk up a little bit. And then you could kind of ease it. Would you have thought it? Just ease it in there. To me, I'm just the type of person, if I'm into something, I have absolutely no problem with saying this is what I'm into. And I have a list of things, which I will not name Hakim, so don't say it, that you absolutely have to be into in order for it to work. And that's just it. Because, like I said, I refuse to have a boring sex life. I'll have a non-existing sex life before I have a boring and unfulfilled one. So that's why I'm very okay with having this conversation. But all you can do is have that conversation with him. You can kind of ease it into him. I mean, you already feel like he's boring, he's a prude. But could it be because you didn't have certain conversations with him, or it's because every time you want to do something new, he's completely against it? Because if that's the case, you're not going to get anywhere with this, unfortunately. But that's why communication is important. Not that communication. Let that conversation get had, not too fast, but when it needs to be. Like, listen, you want to.
You know, the most successful ways of doing it is to do, go by the way of the porn. You know, watch porn together and slide it in there. And let him see how turned on you are by it, planting a seed in his mind. You know, and at some point you have a conversation about it. You know, come on, lead your men. Ladies, lead your man. You know how to lead your man into getting what you want. If that's something you want, you a visual aid, as such as porn, is very helpful. Then you start the mental suggestion in his head about how to do this and how you want to do that. And, you know, and after multiple conversations, you role play, or you have little games, that freaky conversations you have. You know, something like, if we weren't together, who would you sleep with? If I gave you better one is, if I gave you a pass, who would you choose? Now, it could be risky, because you said he's very vanilla and uptight, but at least you're being honest. And it's a chance to plant the seed. So you got ways of doing it. Just take your time and have fun with it. Don't make it so mechanic and, goddamn, you're not taking an SAT test. You know, it's just fun. And if you know your mate, then you should know the way to get into their head and get into their pants that way. Even if it is his best friend. God, worst he can say is no.
Yeah, because the first thing is he willing to do it? Then it's with who? That's where it's going to go.
Yep.
If y'all watching that porn and he say, oh, this heifer nasty, I will never be with, then abort mission. It is not safe. Do not proceed. He already told you what.
You are now being judged. So, all right, Queen. We got about 25 seconds.
Today went fast. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Also, I can't wait to the next one, because I know we got a lot of questions that we didn't get to answer. But thanks for tuning in. Thanks for interacting with us. Make sure you're following our pages. Queen Ra Reality T on Twitter. Queen Ra Reality Talk on Instagram and Facebook. You got a show idea? Don't hesitate to write in. If you want to be a guest, do the same. Any other words, Kim?
Gotta go. We're out of time.
Till next time. Good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.